Hot 91, Nugget and Al. Well, if you love reality TV, this is a step up, this show tonight.
Nah, this is different, Al, because I hate reality TV, and this I am pumped for.
Well, this is not a game. There's no winner. There's no prize. We've got 17 celebrity recruits who are actually doing, I guess you would call this the course that any soldier or whatever would want to do to get into the SAS.
Well, it's considered the toughest military training in the world. The SAS are considered the absolute top of the tree as far as elite special operations groups, and people who have never done anything like that before in their life are having a crack at it. It starts on Channel 7 tonight, and one of those fools who's decided to get involved with it is one of Australia's greatest ever fast bowler, Mitchell Johnson. How are you, Jono?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, thanks for that intro.
So how many minutes into this experience did you think, oh, I've made a terrible mistake here?
No, I never thought that at any point. No, not at all. I've always had an interest in the SAS and the Army, the military, so growing up in Townsville, the Lavrack Barracks is right there, and they try to recruit when you're leaving high school. So always had that interest, but I think the whole experience was pretty crazy. It's one of those things that, like I said, I've always had that interest, but you do it once and that's it.
And you would have had no inkling of any of the things that they were going to put you through, though, would you?
I've seen the UK version, so you have like some sort of idea, but it still didn't help.
How was you being tossed out of a helicopter?
When you're falling backwards out of a chopper into the drink. That's amazing.
Exactly. It's much easier watching it than it is actually doing it. So, yeah, I definitely, you start to realise that you have a few fears. And when you're in that moment, you've got to learn to deal with those fears. So the whole experience to me was what I wanted. Actually found out that I was claustrophobic. So,
oh, really?
Well, I was going to ask, did you discover things about yourself that you thought, gee, I didn't know that was me?
100%, and that's part of it. I think it just breaks you down and you realise what you really like, and that's what I got from the show. Like, that's a positive I can turn into it, and to myself as well. Like, I've opened up about a few things and been able to realise about myself a lot more, and that's been great.
Because there's massive names in this. Obviously, you got Mitchell Johnson, you've got Candace Warner, you've got James Magnuson, you've got Chappelle Corby.
Yes.
You know, you've got people like that.
Yep.
And, mate, going into it, obviously you would have known who else was going to be on the show. Was there anybody who you, but maybe, you know, because we all get preconceived ideas about people, was there somebody who you changed your tune on massively after doing this with them?
There was a few that I didn't know when I first went in, but, yeah, not really, because I'm pretty much, I like to meet people and see what they're like. I guess the Honey Badger was, you know, he got sort of pumped, I guess, with that bachelor stuff. But
well, I did want to ask, was he just going around proposing to people randomly because he got in trouble for not doing it last time?
A bit of a change, but that's the thing. Like, I think you've got to judge the person that's in front of you. And you definitely see the real people from this course because it does break you down. So, look, I was pretty impressed with most people that were on there, to be honest. There's a few people that you sort of go, oh, yeah, but... Yeah, generally, I think everyone had a crack, and you see the best. You see the worst as well in people, but we saw mostly the best, I think, and I was quite impressed with everyone.
And as with many of these reality shows, you know, it's kind of like someone gets voted off. In this case, it's just you just throw in the towel when you think you've had enough. Is that kind of how you get off the program?
Yeah, well, you've got a number, and my number was 15, and you can voluntary withdrawal any time you like, so you can take that number off and leave. But I think it gets to a point where you can get thrown off as well from the directing staff who run the course.
And they're hard nuts.
So it just depends. Oh, definitely, yeah. The stuff that they've gone through in their lives, yeah, you just have total respect for. And like I said, I've always had an interest in the SAS and I've always had that respect there anyway, but it just grew another level doing this course because of how real they made it. It was, like I said, I'm not a reality TV person myself. I've been asked to do shows in the past, and this is the only one that I've only ever had interest in because it's so close to the, I guess, the truth than anything. It's no backstabbing, you know, voting people off. Mm. There's no gameplay. You actually have to work together to get the best out of each other.
And to be fair, Mitch, you were a poor choice for MasterChef Junior. It didn't make any sense when they asked you.
I've probably got the brain of a 9-year-old. So,
and maybe the cooking skills. But as I say, look, I've said it many times, Albie. I've got no time for reality TV. You know I don't watch any of them. We've been lucky enough to see the first one. I was glued to this. I reckon it's almost a bit unfair calling it reality TV.
Yeah.
It's a documentary. It's a documentary, as Jono said. People are, you know, forming alliances and voting people off. It's just you versus the toughest thing you'll ever go through in your life. And seriously, it's on tonight and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, you're right. It's totally different to anything that's been shown on TV. It's not reality TV, I don't feel. I mean, it's as genuine, like I said, as can be. So, like I said, I watched the UK version and it was, you know, it looked brutal. So it is brutal. I've experienced it now and I can, yeah, be truthful and say that it's amazing. It's genuine.
It's absolutely brutal. So watch it tonight, SAS Australia, and you'll be glued for the season.
You'll be hooked, yeah.
Starts tonight, 7:30 on Channel 7. I can tell you one of the recruits leaves in the first episode.
Yeah, they pull stumps pretty fast.
So it's tough stuff.
Understandable. Mitchell Johnson, can't wait to see you in action tonight on SAS Australia. Thanks for joining us this afternoon, mate.
Yeah, thank you. Take it easy.